It's often the case that when there is some goal put before us, some task, some objective that requires some sacrifice, that it's a glimpse of the fruit of our sacrifice that makes it worth it and that inspires us to make sacrifice. Think, for example, about 10 years ago when, as a parish, you began the capital campaign to build the new school building and the extension on the narthex here at church. That was going to require sacrifice, sacrificial giving. And at that particular time, in the midst of a recession. And I'm sure there were images, kind of mock-ups of what the fruit of that sacrifice would be to inspire you to consider that sacrificial gift. By the way, we're almost done with our debt. We have just a little bit to go, so keep those pledges coming. We're almost finished. But we can think of any number of examples in our life of that principle, that it's a glimpse, a little foretaste of some future good that inspires us to be willing to sacrifice. This is what our Lord was about in this mystical, luminous moment of the Transfiguration that we always hear about on this second Sunday of Lent. We have been made for glory, for goodness, for perfect happiness and joy. But the path to that glory, because of our sin, passes by way of the cross. St. Paul today, in his second letter to Timothy, exhorts us, bear your share of hardship for the sake of the gospel. So these three apostles were invited by our Lord up the mountain to see him in glory there with Moses and Elijah, because he desired to give them a glimpse of what would lie on the other side of the cross. He wanted to strengthen them so that they would be willing to endure the cross with him for the sake of that glory. We learn in this image of the Transfiguration, Jesus there in glory on the mountain with Moses and Elijah as well from the Old Testament. We learn what heaven consists in. What exactly is that glory that we are made for? The theological word we would use for it is communion. Moses and Elijah were there in communion with the Lord. A more familiar term, perhaps, to us would be friendship. Heaven, the glory of eternal life, will be our perfect friendship with God and perfect friendship with one another. It's interesting, if you listen closely, what were Jesus, Moses, and Elijah doing on the mountain? They were conversing. They were sharing friendship. St. Luke, in his account, we heard St. Matthew today, St. Luke tells us what they were conversing about. They were talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus. They were having a holy conversation among friends. Sin's primary effect in our lives is that it destroys friendship. It wounds our relationships or even severs them with God and with one another. And that hardship that we are called to bear for the sake of the gospel does that hard work of healing those wounded and severed friendships in our lives to prepare us for that perfect friendship of heaven. We're called to prepare for heaven while on earth. That really ultimately is the point of our life, when it boils down to it, is to set ourselves along that path and make progress by God's grace on that path to heaven. And so one of the most important ways for us to prepare for the glory for which we're made is to foster in our lives holy friendship. Friendship with God in prayer, friendship with one another as brothers and sisters in the church. So where this week, in the days ahead, is the Lord inviting you to grow in your friendship with Him? In what concrete way in these coming days can you deepen your life of prayer? Find moments each day, maybe in the morning and the evening, to intentionally spend that time with the Lord in holy friendship. Where in this week do you have opportunities to foster holy friendship with your brothers and sisters in the church? Notice in a particular way that the friendship of heaven is focused on God, on holy things. Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus about his death and resurrection. The kind of friendship that fosters and prepares the life of heaven in us is a friendship that is centered on God. Not just having a good time, as nice as that is, but intentionally growing together in faith. Think about all the opportunities we have for that in our parish. Our school and PSR hopefully are fostering among our young people holy friendships. Programs like Walking with Purpose for the women of our parish and That Man Is You for the men, fostering holy friendships. The youth group, fostering holy friendships among the teens of our parish. These are things of great value for us to embrace. And above all, it's here, what we're doing right now, gathering for Holy Mass as we do week after week after week, in which we have the perfect opportunity to deepen our friendship with the Lord, who comes to us in His Word and in His presence in the Eucharist, and our holy friendship with one another as we gather together to offer our prayers and our worship to the Lord. Ask the Lord, as you meet Him in Mass this morning, to help you to see where He is calling you to foster this friendship with Him, this friendship with one another in the church, where He maybe is inviting you in a particular way to a healing of friendship that has been wounded or severed by sin. And draw from Him, from His grace here, the strength to choose in very intentional ways to foster those holy friendships. Because our friendships on earth will be a little foretaste, a little glimpse of that perfect, eternal, glorious friendship of heaven. Much in the same way as our Lord's transfiguration was a glimpse of that for His chosen apostles. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.